Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Leadership Without Easy Answers is a nonfiction leadership book by Ronald A. Heifetz, first published by Harvard University Press in 1994. It is best known for introducing adaptive leadership, a framework that challenges the idea that leadership is mainly about having authority, charisma, or ready-made solutions. Heifetz argues that many of the hardest problems in organizations and society are not technical problems that can be solved by expertise alone, but adaptive challenges that require people to change their assumptions, habits, and values. The book is written for leaders in formal positions, as well as for people who lead without authority. And its purpose is to help readers understand why leadership often fails when complex problems are treated as if they were routine management tasks. Rather than offering simple formulas, it presents a practical way to diagnose difficult situations and mobilize people to do the learning and work required for real change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership as an activity, not a position. Heifetz's most important conceptual move is to separate leadership from formal rank. In this book, leadership is not a title, personality type, or permanent role. It is an activity mobilizing people to confront difficult realities and do the work that those realities require. This definition matters because it widens the field of responsibility. A manager, employee, activist, or public official can all exercise leadership, even without authority. The point is not to command followers, but to get important work done in the face of resistance, uncertainty, and competing interests. This view also explains why some people in powerful positions fail to lead. Authority can provide resources, legitimacy, and the ability to make decisions. But those tools do not automatically produce leadership. If the situation requires people to rethink assumptions or absorb losses, authority alone may not be enough. By redefining leadership this way, Heifetz shifts attention from personal traits to practical action and from status to the actual task of change. Secondly, the technical and adaptive problem distinction. The book is built around the distinction between technical problems and adaptive challenges. Technical problems are difficult only in the sense that they require expertise, diagnosis, and established methods. Their goals are usually clear, and the people needed to solve them already possess the relevant knowledge. Adaptive challenges are different. They arise when no existing solution fits, when the real problem is unclear, or when the issue forces people to question values, loyalties, and habits. Heifetz argues that many leadership failures happen because institutions apply technical fixes to adaptive situations. That approach may create the appearance of action, but it avoids the deeper work of learning and change. The distinction is useful because it clarifies why some problems can be delegated to specialists while others cannot. Adaptive issues demand participation from the people affected, since they often must change their own behavior, expectations, or priorities. In practice, this means leaders must diagnose the type of problem before acting, or risk using the wrong tools for the challenge at hand. Thirdly, adaptive work requires learning and value change. Heifetz does not treat adaptation as simple adjustment. Adaptive work means closing the gap between the values people claim to hold and the realities they actually face. That gap can be painful because it often requires people to lose familiar habits, accept uncertainty, and reconsider what they believe should matter most. The book emphasizes that learning is central to this process. In adaptive situations, the answer is not already known, so the group must discover it through experimentation, dialogue, and confrontation with reality. This makes leadership emotionally demanding as well as intellectually difficult. People often resist adaptive work because it threatens identity, comfort, and status. Heifetz therefore presents leadership as the management of loss and learning, not just the delivery of answers. The leader's role is to keep the issue alive, surface hidden tensions, and help people tolerate the discomfort that comes with growth. This is one reason the book remains influential. It explains change as a collective learning process rather than a top-down command process. Fourthly, the careful use of authority and pressure. The book gives practical attention to how leaders should use authority when adaptive work is needed. Heifetz does not reject authority, but he warns against confusing it with leadership. Authority can be useful because it gives access to information, the power to organize attention, and the legitimacy needed to convene people. Yet if authority is used too heavily, it can suppress the very learning adaptive challenges require. Heifetz advises leaders to apply pressure carefully, enough to motivate change, but not so much that people shut down or revolt. This idea is often summarized as keeping the heat up without blowing up the vessel. The point is that adaptive work requires a holding environment where tensions can be raised safely enough for real issues to surface. Leaders must also protect voices that raise hard questions, since those voices are often attacked or silenced by the organization's natural tendency to avoid discomfort. The book is therefore not only theoretical but also procedural. It shows how leaders can create conditions in which difficult learning becomes possible. Lastly, a leadership framework for public, organizational, and civic problems. Although the book is widely used in management settings, its scope is broader than business leadership. Heifetz wrote it in response to public and civic crises as much as organizational ones, and the framework applies to schools, governments, nonprofits, and communities. That breadth is important because many of the hardest challenges in modern life involve conflicting values and no simple expert solution. Issues such as institutional change, social conflict, and shifting public expectations require shared responsibility, not just administrative efficiency. The book is therefore especially useful for readers who work across boundaries or who need to lead when no one grants them easy authority. It also helps explain why civic life can deteriorate when people expect leaders to solve problems that citizens themselves must help address. By framing leadership as collective adaptive work, the book encourages a more realistic view of what institutions can do and what they require from participants. This makes it valuable not only as a leadership text, but as a theory of how groups confront change in complex societies. In conclusion, leadership without easy answers is best suited for managers, public leaders, nonprofit professionals, policymakers, educators, and anyone who has to guide people through uncertainty without relying on simple solutions. It is also valuable for readers who want a more rigorous understanding of why leadership so often fails in complex situations. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives a diagnostic lens readers learn to distinguish problems that can be handled by expertise from those that require learning, conflict navigation, and value change. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not reduce leadership to charisma, motivation, or personal success. Instead, it treats leadership as disciplined work that can emerge anywhere, and that often requires people to confront loss as part of progress. Compared with many leadership books that offer fixed formulas, Heifetz's work is more demanding and more realistic. It does not promise easy certainty, but it gives a framework that remains useful, precisely because it matches the complexity of real organizational and social life. If you would like to support Ronald A. Heifetz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.